Nolte, BuzzFeed blames Jews for anti-Semitic attack on synagogue. By John Nolte on May 28, 2019. The far-left, fake news outlet BuzzFeed is blaming Breitbart News for an anti-Semitic attack on a Jewish synagogue. BuzzFeed also blamed The Daily Wire's Ben Shapiro. Before we go any further, let's stop here for a moment to point out some facts BuzzFeed chose to hide from its readers. Breitbart News was founded by two Jews, Andrew Breitbart and Larry Solov, employs Jews, and is openly pro-Israel. Hey, have you met our senior editor-at-large Joel Polak? Have you met the staff at our Jerusalem bureau? What's more, Ben Shapiro is an observant Jew who is himself a frequent victim of anti-Semitic attacks from the political left. BuzzFeed shared none of this in its story, a deliberate lie of omission meant to mislead its readers and the public at large. Anyway, 21-year-old Nolan Brewer was sentenced to 3 years in prison after he pleaded guilty to defacing an Indiana synagogue with a spray-painted Nazi flag and two iron crosses back in July of 2018. He also lit a fire somewhere on the grounds and had planned to break into the synagogue to raise it using homemade bombs and napalm. Thankfully, he and his then 17-year-old wife lost their nerve. According to investigators, Brewer's goal was to spark more radicalism, make headlines, and scare the hell out of them. Brewer was caught after he bragged about the crime to friends and co-workers. To create the fake news blaming Breitbart, BuzzFeed quotes a court document submitted by Brewer's defense attorney. A document submitted in the hopes of winning Brewer a light sentence by painting Mr. Stormfront as a victim of a femme fatale. His 17-year-old wife, who got off with probation. They blamed his teenage wife, who they said had a troubled upbringing and would spend hours chatting on Discord, an app that had become popular among white supremacists. She then shared articles with her husband. According to Nolan, she began with right-wing yet mainstream views such as those presented on Fox News. She then moved on to writing by Ben Shapiro and articles on Breitbart News which bridged the gap to the notorious white supremacist and anti-Semitic, sick, propaganda site Stormfront. Shapiro didn't return requests for comment. Perhaps Shapiro wasn't available for comment because he was honoring the Sabbath. Or because a fake news outlet demanding he answer for a horrific act of anti-Semitism is like demanding a black man to answer for a cross burning. In other words, it's obscene. In order to defend these smears, BuzzFeed will hide behind this nonsense. Hey, we're just reporting what's in the defense document. A valid news outlet would use some common sense and express a little skepticism towards a defense argument that drops a 17-year-old girl, a minor, in the grease with the preposterous argument that there are dots to connect between Breitbart News and Daily Wire, two pro-Israel sites launched and owned by Jews, and Nazism. In BuzzFeed's reactionary and paranoid brain, the following makes sense: only Jews who own and run pro-Israel sites can lead to Nazism because Ilhan Omar is so dreamy. Left-wing stenography is what BuzzFeed does, which is how the fake news site ended up getting publicly fact-checked by no less than special counsel Robert Mueller. 2 months ago, the embattled BuzzFeed was forced to cut 15% of its staff. In November, BuzzFeed accused someone named Smokey Bear of damaging the Earth's ecosystem by engaging in fire suppression. And in its own effort to radicalize more neo-Nazis pigs like Brewer, earlier this year, BuzzFeed invited two anti-Semites who want to see Israel demolished to write on its platform. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.